This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know that stupid Geico commercial where the camel's walking through the office going, "It's hump day! Guess what day it is?"
Yeah, I hate that, yeah.
I think the camels hate it, too. I have proof of it. I'll tell you a story in a second.
All right. My story, it's probably not a good idea to call the cops and report a crime when you're in the middle of committing a different crime.
True.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
22-year-old guy named Elliot Scott from Chicago.
Chicago!
Apparently, he stole a truck from a towing company.
Okay.
But while he was driving away in the stolen tow truck, he called 911 to report a crime that the person he stole the truck from pulled a gun on him. Hey, when I was stealing this truck, he got a firearm. He pulled a gun on me.
This guy grabbed and pulled and hurt my neck.
Right?
What?
The cops already had the GPS coordinates of the truck, so they showed up shortly after the call, arrested Elliot for possession of a stolen motor vehicle theft, driving on a suspended revoked license. As far as we know, the truck's owner who pulled the gun still has not been arrested.
What?
Yeah, the judge released Elliot until his trial because, quote, he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called the police apparently upon himself.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, so he
why can't a guy just steal a truck like the olden times? Chicago, when'd you get so rough?
What a bore.
You're an idiot.
Right.
My story is also not out of Florida.
Oh.
But it is out of Germany. Officials at the Pellenberg Zoo. I probably didn't say that correctly.
Okay.
The zoo's been closed to COVID, but a worker went inside the camel enclosure and said, "Guess what day it is?"
No, he didn't.
I don't know. He might have.
Okay.
He went in and he said, "Get down to the camels. Get to the chopper." Apparently, the camels didn't like him. So one of the camels took a bite out of his face.
Okay.
Now, in case you don't know a lot about camels, they're herbivores.
Oh, yeah. They just eat plants.
Yeah.
Oh, why is he taking a chunk?
Because they don't like the guess what day it is.
I wouldn't either. That guy just...
So they blew him up and ate his face.
Holy crap.
No one knows why he ate his face, but he's got some bad damage to his face.
Nice.
Get down.
Yes.
Guess what day it is now.
Okay.
I'll be back. All right. I gotta stop.
Well,
for all the stupid people we can find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.